Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the tawfiq of having assisted in 5 countries in the last few weeks. And if I can just mention the countries, basically it is Afghanistan, Bangladesh, Turkey, Syria, and Palestine. And we will commence with the assistance in Afghanistan. But prior to that, I would just like to highlight to the listeners that alhamdulillah, we are a collective ummah and we are one brotherhood. Innama al-mu'minun ikhwa. The believers are but a single brotherhood. And if something afflicts the Muslim ummah in any part of the world, it affects each and every one of us, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alluded to. So alhamdulillah, as part of the Jamiat al-Ulama KZN's global responsibility to the Ummah, alhamdulillah, we have embarked on several relief projects in the last few decades. And just to highlight what has been happening in Afghanistan in particular, we all are aware that alhamdulillah, the Taliban are back in power. We had a delegation that visited last year, and just on a more fact-finding mission. And alhamdulillah, we gleaned a lot of information and we commenced with our relief activities this year. We made an appeal to the Muslim community, which responded very positively. And alhamdulillah, our first relief project was undertaken in July 2024. And in this project, we had a team that met with very senior ministers in the government who are fully aware of our relief activities. And alhamdulillah, in this particular relief project, we undertook to distribute sewing machines, rickshaws, vendor carts, and hand carts. So these 4 particular things were distributed, apart from cash distributions that were given out as well in Afghanistan. What we have also learned from the health minister himself, and what we have seen on the ground, is a very high incidence of cancer among the civilian population. Now, this is a result of the relentless bombing, especially by the United States and its allies. And they have actually used depleted uranium and white phosphorus, which has triggered this massive increase in cancer. One sees so many deformities, unfortunately, in men, women, and even babies. Severe deformities, every kind of deformity and difficulty. However, the big problem is that there is no specialized cancer service or hospital available to the general population. Previously, they were sent to Pakistan. And we know right now that things are quite tense between the Afghani government and the Pakistani government. So unfortunately, that corridor, that road has been closed for Afghanis seeking medical help, medical services for the oncology patients. So this is a real need of the hour, that if our Muslim doctors in South Africa and globally who may be listening to Marcus Sahaba, that oncologists are needed there, even just to go and assist, just to go and guide, etc. As far as a hospital is concerned, that is a major capital project and not within the ambit of relief organizations or NGOs. It is a government responsibility, but we need to give it every bit of support that we can. It is really the need of the hour. What is very impressive in Afghanistan is the cleanliness when one lands there and the law and order that one sees, an absolute peaceful environment. Person is absolutely free there, no fear at all. Alhamdulillah, this has been achieved with the removal of the oppressive forces that had occupied Afghanistan in the last few decades, and in the last particular decade, the United States and Britain, etc. So alhamdulillah, much positive news from Afghanistan. Many, many ulama and delegations, medics have gone to Afghanistan, and they have been very well received by the Taliban government, and many of them are coming back and giving extremely positive results as well. So that is basically just a summary on the relief efforts in Afghanistan. Into the next country, Bangladesh. In 2017, on the 9th of September 2017, there was a very strong military action taken against the minority, the Muslim Sunni minorities, the Rohingyan Muslims in Myanmar. Myanmar was previously called Burma. And unfortunately, many, many Muslims were killed. Many Muslim homes, farms, estates, and Muslim infrastructure was deliberately set on fire by the military and by the civilian population also. We joined in with the military against the Sunni minorities in Myanmar. This triggered an exodus of people trying to cross from Myanmar into Bangladesh, into mainland Bangladesh. And on the 9th of September, this exodus started. Many people drowned trying to cross over to the water through the river, and alhamdulillah, many made it through as well. Many still remain behind. The persecution still continues in Myanmar, unfortunately, by the Buddhist government there. But a million people, plus minus a million people, had made it to mainland Bangladesh. And alhamdulillah, the Bangladeshi government accommodated these people as well. They had nowhere to go. Many of them tried to get onto boats to get to other countries. Many, many boats sank with people losing their lives. And no other country was prepared to accept these refugees. So alhamdulillah, in 2017, when we got wind and news of this, we started our relief efforts. Jamiat Ulama KZN has been involved in Bangladesh from 2017 till current. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me the privilege of being there in 2018 for a relief distribution. And I saw firsthand the condition of the Muslims in Cox's Bazar in the southernmost part of Bangladesh, where a million refugees were in one particular area, they were restricted. Currently, as we speak, they have been moved mainly to a island, and there they are on an island. Unfortunately, there is nothing that they can do. Bangladesh, we know, is one of the poorest countries in the world, with one of the lowest per capita incomes in the world. And these refugees, obviously, there's nothing for them to do. So we see that they are concentrated in a small area, and there's obviously a high incidence of disease outbreak. There's obviously a lack of infrastructure. So in Cox's Bazar, in 2018, alhamdulillah, we erected 120 houses. Subsequently, our relief projects have been ongoing in various forms, whether in the forms of water wells, in the forms of medical assistance. And one particular project that we have not stopped doing from then till current is Qurbani. Alhamdulillah, we are very grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that perhaps we are the only organization from South Africa that conducts Qurbani in Bangladesh. And this year as well, we conducted Qurbani in Bangladesh. Approximately 350 Qurbanis were done. This is just tip of the iceberg. There's so much more needed in this country, which is so impoverished. Now, Qurbani is such a luxury in Bangladesh that there are people who only eat meat once a year. That's it. Once a year, they will taste meat at the time of Qurbani. So we can understand the need of the hour as far as executing our Qurbani in this much needed area is concerned. So our relief efforts continue year in, year out, from 2017 till current. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all those people who participate in these projects, and Allah give them jazai khair. But the Muslim Ummah needs help in so many different places. Syria is interlinked with Turkey. The civil war in Syria broke out with the Arab Spring in 2011. And as we may be aware, that the Arab Spring started off in Tunisia, and it gained momentum in other countries, particularly in Egypt, where the government, oppressive government, was removed. There was a coup, and Hafiz Muhammad al-Mursi, rahimahullah, came into power in a fair democratic election. Well, we do not advocate democracy, but the double standards that the West uses against us is to highlight this. And these winds of change reached Syria as well, where the youth in particular, they tried to create an uprising against the government, which is an oppressive government, which is in power for the last 4 decades or so. The Assad family are still ruling this country, and these people are not even Muslims. Unfortunately, Syria was such a beautiful country where many people used to go visit the great sites of Islam, these great treasures of Islam. And there was a population of about 20 million in the official Syria, as we understand. These countries have been broken down by the colonial powers and given nationalistic borders and flags, etc., and currencies. However, prior to this, this all fell under the Osmani Khilafat. So when this uprising took place, Assad came down very, very hard on those youth who tried to create a change, a revolution, and many of them were literally tortured, dismembered, and they were killed in this way. And their bodies were given back to their families in a condition where their families could not even recognize these youth because of the mutilation of their bodies. Nonetheless, the population rose, and alhamdulillah, they tried to remove this oppressive government. Just to highlight to the listeners that his father, Hafiz al-Assad, and which they normally call Hafiz al-Fasad, he killed 30,000 people, his own people, Sunni Muslims, in cold blood at one point in time.
Inna lillah.
It's a very, very oppressive police state. So there was a civil war that broke out, a jihad that broke out, trying to remove this non-Muslim kafir government from ruling this Muslim country. And alhamdulillah, the war was going in favor of the mujahideen. And unfortunately, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are faced with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides. Russia came in and tilted the war in favor of Assad, Bashar al-Assad. Subsequent to that, many, many people have been killed from 2011 to current. We can see that this is raging now for over a decade. And currently, many cities, the demographics of many cities in Syria has changed from Sunni cities, and now they have become Shia cities. For example, Aleppo, Halab. In Arabic, Aleppo is called Halab. And Halab was a center of learning, especially Sunni Hanafi knowledge. It came from Aleppo in Syria. And this city, one of the major cities, ancient civilizations, had a population of 5 million Sunnis. The total population of Syria at that time was only 20 million. And today, unfortunately, the entire demographics have changed. The Shias have been welcomed into the government, into Aleppo. And the Sunnis have been totally marginalized, those who remain. And those who have fled, obviously, they are refugees. Today in Syria, 8 million people are either internally displaced or they are refugees in foreign countries, and predominantly in Turkey. So Turkey has the highest number of Syrian refugees. Approximately 4 million Syrians live in Turkey today, and predominantly on the border between Syria and Turkey. Then there are refugees in other countries in the world, for example, in Jordan, in Lebanon, and other countries, adjoining countries, where the Syrians have fled. So in Syria today, in particular, in the north of Syria, in the Idlib province, approximately 60% of this province, which is a large province, is still in the hands of the Free Syrian Army, and there are approximately 3 million Syrians who are internally displaced, who are living in their own country, but internally displaced within the Idlib province. And this is where our help is concentrated, in this area. So alhamdulillah, we have been involved from 2013 in the form of various projects, predominantly food aid. Food aid, giving a person food is giving a person life. So food aid in particular, orphanage support, the support of prosthetics, and medical assistance in whichever way. And most recently, we have now focused on, besides food aid, also on cash distributions. When a person is given cash, then the person is given mobility, a family is given mobility to purchase what they want and as per their own individual specific requirements as well. So these projects are ongoing. Rebuilding, alhamdulillah, we just got back from there a few weeks ago and we saw 15 homes we have just built recently, 15 decent, nice homes, not container homes, not wooden homes, 50 brick and mortar homes that we had just built in a little village. So alhamdulillah, ongoing support for Syria from then to current. Now this is linked to support in Turkey with the Syrian refugees who live in Turkey. So alhamdulillah, we have been involved in this on the border, on the Turkey side from 2013 till current, predominantly food distributions, rebuilding, and whatever other assistance is required. Now, we know last year in February, there was a major earthquake that struck, and the epicenter was in Turkey itself on the southern border, and it spread into Syria. There was extensive infrastructure damage that took place as well. So, alhamdulillah, we immediately responded with aid. What we saw now recently, almost 1.5 year later, is that many of these places are lying just like they were after the earthquake. They are desolate. They just destroyed. They just mounds of rubble, broken buildings in Antakya and in those areas around it. So not much has happened. There are many Turkish people living in tents as we speak. And there's no proper housing for them, living in containerized villages, living in tents, living in makeshift homes. So we can see the devastation, how far and widespread it is, and the amount of help that is needed currently to uplift the Ummah again. Governments can't do everything, and NGOs are required to come in and help governments to rebuild and to uplift and to assist their communities as well. Palestine is close to every believer's heart. We know that, alhamdulillah, on Markaz Sahaba, Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, every morning in his early morning program, highlights and he details since the 7th of October last year, exactly what day it is, day 280 or 281. So alhamdulillah, Hazrat Mufti Sahab gives us much detailed information. So we won't speak about that. We will just speak about what relief efforts we have been doing. So since the 7th of October, alhamdulillah, we have also commenced with relief operations. And as we may be aware, that it's virtually impossible for anyone or an NGO to get into Gaza because it's completely restricted access from the Rafah border or from any other area to get in. So alhamdulillah, we have partnered with a Palestinian organization called Khayr Ummah, an organization that we know quite well. We have met this organization and its leadership as well. So we have entrusted them to dispense aid for us. So alhamdulillah, in our first operation, which was at the beginning of this year, we distributed 92,000 euros in Gaza itself, alhamdulillah, for upliftment. And that was basically food aid, cash aid, immediate aid. And subsequently, we have made distributions as well. Our last correspondence with them 2 weeks ago highlighted the need for water. Water has become such a rare and scarce commodity there due to the bombings and due to the complete infrastructure damage. So the need of the hour, they have highlighted to us, is to dig boreholes. And obviously there's no electricity available, so with solar power. So we are negotiating with them that how we can help them as far as provision of water is concerned. Water is life. Water is the bare human necessity. So inshallah, we will highlight this once we finalize details also of providing some water, you know, solutions to the people who are stuck there and who are, despite all the odds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help is certainly with the Muslims. And وَكَانَ حَقًا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help is so evident that despite superpowers taking on this small ragtag mujahideen, and civilians who are trying to defend the land, Alhamdulillah, they haven't yet managed to wipe out our brothers and sisters in Gaza. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help the Muslim Ummah in different parts of the world, wherever they are suffering, wherever they are going through any difficulty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate their difficulties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise the flag of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aid the mujahideen. Allah Amen. Subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy the enemies of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.